Today's daf is Ayin Ches. We are on Ayin Ches on the top by the second line, by Neim Masnisin. As you remember, our Mishnah listed five korbanot tzibor that are brought, even though there's Tumah, the tzibor, everyone is Tameh. But the Mishnah said that those korbanos, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, those korbanos, when they're brought to Tumah, are not eaten. As opposed to Korban Pesach, the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is to be eaten. If it's raw petuma, they can be eaten. So yesterday we tried to see whether or not we can fit our Mishnah into the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that Basar and Dam are interdependent, and we ended up figuring out a way saying that it fit with Rabbi Yeshua. Kam b'yachid, kam b'tzibor, whatever that means. Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Now we're going to say Neim Masnisin. Should we say that our Mishnah, who says that the Korbanos that are kavua with a zman are brought betuma, maybe our Mishnah, the Loka Rabbi Yossi, does not hold like the Shita Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so now we have to figure out what does Rabbi Yossi hold. D'tanya, we have the following braisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Hatzitz miratza ala achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't hatzitz miratza ala achilos. So Rabbi Yossi says the tzitz is not miratza ala achilos. So when we bring a karban, and it's brought betuma, so the tzitz accomplishes something. What does the tzitz accomplish? According to Rabbi Eliezer, what the tzitz accomplishes is it allows you now not only to bring the korban, but anything that was supposed to be eaten that left korban should be eaten. Right? So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the tzitz is not meratza al-chilos. All it allows you to do is to bring the korban to the mizbeach. So now the Gemara says, Kasal Kadaitin, we think, midika'amar Rabbi Yossi ain't at tzitz meratza al-chilos. Then when Rabbi Yossi says that tzitz is not meratza al-chilos, we should hold that ki Rabbi Yeshua Svira lei. And he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar who says that in order for a carbon to be kosher, by Inan Tarti, we need both. We need the Basar and the Dam to be roi. Here, we don't have it. Because if the Basar and the Dam are not roi, if the tzitz is not merasa on the basar, and you need the basar, so the korban is not going to be kosher. So he says, so Nevi Masnisin, so our Mishnah, which says that Nevi Hashta, that we say Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua, Masnisin Lord Rabbi Yossi, that the Mishnah is not going to be like Rabbi Yossi, because our Mishnah said that these five korbanos come betuma, right? So now, in these five korbanos that come betuma, the tzitz is not miratza ala ochlim. The tzitz is not miratza ala ochlim because you don't eat them. And if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, then you need the meat to be kosher. So therefore, in this case, the meat is not kosher. How can you bring the korbanos? And our Mishnah says you can bring the korbanos. Obviously, it holds that you don't need the meat to be kosher. So Gemara says, no, that's not true. Our Mishnah can go even according to Shita Rabbi Yose, and we could say because Rabbi Yose can Rabbi Lezer Svirle, Rabbi Yose can hold like Rabbi Lezer and say the Amar Dam. He can say no. You can bring the korban dam, even though the basar is not right to go in the mizbeach. So the tzitz does not, let's say, use the word machsher. The tzitz does not machsher the basar. The meat cannot be eaten. Right? The meat cannot be eaten. The meat cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Who cares? You can still sprinkle the blood. And if you can sprinkle the blood, then the korban is kosher. It just can't be eaten. And that would be exactly like our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Ihachi. If Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Lezer, that you don't need, they're not interdependent, that you can bring makriv throw the blood, even though the basar is not roi to go into Mizbeach, so the mai hilchasa ain at tzitz meratza l'achilos. From what halacha does the idea, we just said, in Machlokas here, is tzitz meratza l'achilos, that the tzitz is going to be meratza l'achilos. Well, if you can throw the blood, even when the meat isn't kosher, so there's no chiluk when it comes to the karban as to whether or not you can, whether the tzitz is maratza or not. Right? How does that work? Right? Rashi. The mai ha'in tzitz maratza l'chilus. The mami b'ayli and ritzui tzitz to do. According to him, what's the purpose of the tzitz? What do you need the tzitz for? The tzitz has to be maksh or something. These are karbanos that have a set zman so they can throw the blood. You don't need the meat to throw the blood. So what do you need the tzitz for? What's its accomplishing? You still can't eat the meat. What's the tzitz accomplishing? So the Gemara says, okay, Ula Tameich, according to you, Rabbi Lezer, who says, the Amar Atzitz Meratza, that the tzitz is Meratza on the Achilos, came into Amar, once Rabbi Lezer says that you're allowed to throw the blood, right, that came into Amar Dam, Afal Pisha Ein Basar, that the carbon is roi to be brought, you can throw the blood, it's a kasha carbon, even though you can't bring the meat or eat the meat, so Atzitz Meratza Al Achilos, Atzitz Meratza Al Achilos, and my Hilchasa. what reason sits meratzel lechilos? Okay, right? Rashi says, what din do we say tzitz meratzel? Right? Even if the tzitz is not meratzel al lechilos, once we have the blood, we can throw the carbon. We can make it's a kosher carbon. What do we need the tzitz for? To master the carbon. What do you need it for? If you can bring the blood without the meat, and these are carbonos that the blood can be thrown, so it's tzitz meratzel. So for what? The carbon's kosher anyway without the tzitz. What do you need the tzitz? So the Gemara says, Ella lemikbayi bepilgul ulafuke midi miila kamifugi. The machlokes as to whether or not the tzitz is meratzel has to do with pigul and meila. Again, the idea of pigul is, let's focus on pigul. The idea of pigul is that you bring a carbon and you have machshava to eat it or throw the blood chlis lezmano. But the thing about pigul is that in order for pigul to be chal, it can be the only psul in the carbon. If there's any other psul in the carbon, pigul is out. And anyone who eats that is not going to be chayav kares. If you pigul, you chayav kares. So what happens here? If you say tzitz miratze, so what that does is it makes the carbon completely kosher. The dam is kosher, the carbon is kosher, the meat is kosher, because the tzitz is meratze. And so if you had pigul intent, you'd be chayav kares for eating that piece of meat. If you say ain tzitz meratze, so what do you have? You have the blood that you can throw, but ain tzitz meratze means that al ochlin, right, the tzitz is not meratze the food, so therefore the tzitz is not meratze the food, there's another psul in the carbon called tamei, so therefore you wouldn't have pigul. Now if you don't have pigul, so that means this carbon was still not hukrav the way it's supposed to be, and if you eat it, you wouldn't be chayav for pigul, but you would be chayav for me'ila, because it's still carbon. But if you do have pigul, you don't have me'ila anymore. So that's the difference whether or not you say tzitz meratza al achilos. According to Rabbi Lezer, who says tzitz is meratza al achilos, so that means, yes, you can throw the blood, because tzitz is meratza on the blood, and tzitz meratza al achilos, therefore it's a valid carbon now. That tzitz takes this carbon and makes it a kosher carbon. So if you had machshavas pigul, you'd be chayav kares for eating it. According to Rabbi Lezer, the tzitz is only meratza the blood, so you can throw the blood. The tzitz is not meratza al achilos, so the meat is not kosher. There's another psul in the carbon, and therefore if you had machshavas pigul, it wouldn't be pigul, because there's another psul. In order for it to be pigul, pigul can be the only psul. So Rashi said, Gemara says, el lemikbayi bepigul, afukim edem ila kamiflagi. Right, Rabbi Lezer holds miratza tzitz ilave. The tzitz is miratza on the meat that's eaten by the person. So mashvi le k'tar, therefore it makes the carbon as if it's completely tar. It basically turns the carbon into a kosher carbon. Bekavale bepigul, and therefore it becomes pigul. Umapik le, when you throw the blood, mapik le midei mi'ila, then leaves a sasim ilo because it's nasim mitzvah. So everything is done. It's no, the meat is no longer mi'ila because you can eat it. However, Rav Yossi Savar, lo miratza tzitz alavei. The tzitz is not miratza the meat. The lo mashulei toka tahor. And therefore doesn't create this status of tahor on the meat. And since it's not tahor, lo kavali became pigul. So there's another psul in the carbon called tumma. And therefore it doesn't create pigul. And therefore, since it doesn't create pigul, it hasn't been hukrav. And therefore it still has the status of kedusha. But lo mafik limit me'ila. And if you did eat it, it would be me'ila. So it's if the tzitz is maratze, they would, if you ate it afterwards, you would be chayiv for kares for eating it for pigul, but you wouldn't be chayiv for me'ila. But if the tzitz is not meratzah on the basar, then there's no pigul, but there is me'ila. Okay, so Gemara says, how can you say now that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Lezer, right? Even if you say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Lezer, which was what? Which was that dam, right, afal pish ein basar, that you could throw the blood even though there's no meat, right? Because the meat's not is tameh, maskif la Rav Mari. Nihi nami de Rabbi Yossi savar k'Rabbi Lezer. Okay, let's say Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Lezer. So therefore, when you throw the blood, even with the flesh, even if the meat is not kosher to be brought on Mizbeach, still there's going to be a problem in our Mishnah. Because let's go through the list of karbanos that are in our Mishnah. So basically what the Gemara is going to say is that anything that has something, you know, blood that's thrown, okay, so you could throw the blood, right, you could throw the blood even though there's no meat. But let's say there's no blood to be thrown, and there's only something to be eaten. Well, then you have a problem. Right, because you have to hold it to, you can eat that carbon without Zerikas Adam. Right, you'll see. Bishlam Zvachim. So Zvachim, which are regular animal carbonos, I understand that even though the tzitz is not meratz on the ochlim, but nevertheless you can throw the blood without the meat. So Zvachim, animal carbonos, ikadam. So there's a blood. Omer, nami ika komets. Omer, the carbon Omer also has the komets. You can put the komets on the Mizbeach, you just can't eat the shirayim. Okay? Lechem upon him, the lechem upon him, nami ikabazichen. The lechem upon him, there's also a part that goes on Mizbeach. That's the bazichim, the two spoonfuls of lavona that you put on that go up on the mizbeach. You mark that, and that allows you to eat the bread. So here you'd be marked with that. You just can't eat the bread. El shtei halechem. When the Mishnah says that shtei halechem are brought petuma, ma'ik lemeimar. What do you mean it's brought? According to you, something has to be put on the mizbeach to be brought because we said that the tzitz is not miratza ala ochlin. Okay, but it has to be miratza on something. What's that something? By the shtei halechem. The weakest day lechem, nothing goes on the mizbeach. So how can you tell me that the mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer? The mishnah doesn't work like Rabbi Eliezer because there's no part of the lechem upon him that goes on the mizbeach. Everything is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. And since Rabbi Yossi holds that the tzitz is not miratza al achilos, right? The tzitz doesn't purify anything the things that are eaten. So the tzitz is not miratza on the lechem upon him. So how can you be mocked with it with tumah? How can you have the lechem upon him, but tumah, there is nothing that you can't, everything's tumah. It doesn't work. The tzitz only works on the portion that goes on the mizbeach. There is no portion that goes on the mizbeach here. There's no portion of dab that's hooked up on the mizbeach. So, right? So again, when it came to the zvachim, the tzitz is meratza on the blood. When it came to the omer, the tzitz is meratza the komitz. When it came to the lechem upon him, the tzitz is meratza on the bezichin. So what happens? So those things go on. The carbon is kosher, but since the tzitz is not miratza on the ochlin, okay, you can't eat anything. But you had some, the tzitz miratza, a portion of the carbon. What portion of the carbon left upon him is the tzitz being miratza? Doesn't work. So the Mishnah, so that payrus is out, because it doesn't flow through the entire Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yossi. So Mar says, well, ki tema li karvi mahen. Maybe it's talking about, you know, when you bring the shtei lechem, there are these kvasim that are brought, these karbonos that are brought also. The Gemara says, no, hainu shalmei, how many shalmei tzibur? Those are what's listed in the shalmei tzibur in the Mishnah already, right? The imkein habilu, and if that's the case, that you're talking about the shalmei tzibur and not the lechem upon him, then habilu arba banu chamisha tzan. There are only four karbonos, not five karbonos. We have this fifth karbon of the lechem upon him that has no way of being kosher according to Rabbi Yossi. Again, because there's nothing brought on the mizbeach. There's no blood. There's no komets. There's nothing brought on the mizbeach. There's nothing for the tzitz to be meratza. And there's nothing for the tzitz, and the tzitz is not meratza on food. So therefore, what part of that carbon is kosher? So we're going to say the whole thing of explaining how the Mishnah fits into Rabbi Yossi is out. Because if Rabbi Yossi holds that dam afal pisha ain basar, and the tzitz is not miratza on ochlin, there's no way to kasher the lechem upon him. So the Gemara goes to the second answer. Ela kasavar Rabbi Yossi tuma hutru b'tzibur. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, tuma is hutru b'tzibur. Once we have tuma, everything is mutter. Off the shop, we have to have tumah, everything is mutter. So it says, if you're bringing it b'tahar, and everything is mutter. So therefore, you would have no problem. You don't need the tzitz to be makrit b'tumah. Therefore, I don't care that the tzitz is not meratza al-chilos. The shei lechem could still be brought. Because tumah equals Torah. If the whole tzibur is tumah, or everybody who's supposed to bring it is tumah, well then it becomes hutra. And therefore it becomes completely mutter, from beginning to end, becomes mutter. I don't need the tzitz. And therefore, the lechem upon it can be, the karbanos can be hukrav, the karbanos sibur can be hukrav, the minachos can be hukrav, even the lechem upon it can be eaten now. Because what do we have? We have a status in the base of Migdash of hutra. And hutra means, no matter what, you can eat it. We did, but I thought we changed that at the end. We brought other people who said it. I think so. The Gemara then says, though, like Marcel, we can't say Rabbi Yossi holds tumah hutra v'tzibur, right? But Hatanya, we have a brisa. So this brisa discusses the din of the Kohen, who's supposed to burn the paraduma. And we'll focus on the second part, is the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, they would separate him from his house for 7 days to the to a courtyard or to a hallway in the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, both of these Kohanim, Mazin Alav Kol Shiva. They would sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma on them each for 7 days, Mikol Chatosh Ayusham, from all the ashes that they had in the base of Migdash, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Says you would sprinkle on them every 7 days, just in case they became Tamei Mace. Some of the days you do the calculation. Some of the days before the Yom Kippur, we keep being matar them. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, they'll be tahor. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Emazin Lav El Shlishi Shvi Bavad. We just do on day 3 and day 7 of their separation. We sprinkle the Ifa Paraduma on them. So that's Rabbi Yossi. Right now, we're holding that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So Gemara says, V'Isak Adaita Kasav Rabbi Yossi Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, what do I need to sprinkle the ashes on the Kohen Gadol? What's the purpose? He says, even if he is Tameh, Even if he is tummy, tumah hutra b'tzibur when it comes to the ashes of the tzibur. So I don't need to sprinkle on anything on him. It's a waste of para aduma ashes. Save them for somebody who needs it. He doesn't need it. Right? Isak odaitech Rav Yossi, tumah hutra b'tzibur, lama zeh hazal klal. Why does he need to be sprinkled?
Is there anything that's excluded from tumah hutra b'tzibur?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, the way you need the Mishnah to delineate it by things, it would be everything.
So tumah is hutra b'tzibur, and then why shouldn't you be able to eat it, according to the Mishnah, if it's hutra? You should be able to eat it also.
Right.
I hear you. So he says, Rashi says in the fourth wide line, Hazal lamali, ha-korban de Yom Kippur de tziburu. The korban Yom Kippur is its korban tzibur, v'docha tameh, tumah, it's docha tumah. So therefore, if Rabbi Yossi says that you have to sprinkle it, that means he doesn't hold tumah hutra b'tzibur. Because if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, then you wouldn't need a sprinkling on, you wouldn't need to be metayer the Kohen Gadol. Because he would be, he's essentially Torah anyway, because of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Why are you wasting the ashes? Must mean that he says that you have to sprinkle him, he doesn't hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. If he doesn't hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, then answer number two, to explain our mission in accordance with the Shita Rabbi Yossi, is out. So I hear your question. Like, if Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so then why can't you, why is the Mishnah says that you can bring them, but you can't eat them? But you just said Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so that would be everything. I was hoping nobody would ask that. Okay, so the Gemara says, so what are we doing now? So he says, Ela machvarta masnisin telog Rav Yossi. Must be that our Mishnah is not in accordance with the Shita Rav Yossi. He said, we can't find an answer to fit Rav Yossi into our Mishnah, because Rav Yossi says, going back, since Rav Yossi says that tzitz is not miratza al achilos, well, I have a problem with the shtei halechem, like we said before. And if I have a problem with the shtei halechem, so Rav Yossi only fits four of the five of the karbanos up around the Mishnah, and in order to fit into the Mishnah, he has to fit the whole thing. So he's out. And therefore, we have a problem that the Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Yossi. Yesterday, we were able to fit Rabbi Yeshua into the Mishnah, but today we can't fit Rabbi Yossi into the Mishnah. Okay. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, what Papa's going to bring to Abaye is that Rabbi Yossi makes a statement that's just a bizarre statement. We have to try to figure out. Rabbi Yossi seems to make a statement that says, I hold both like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, who says that even if there's no meat, you could throw the blood, and I hold Rabbi Yeshua, who says if there's no meat, you can't throw the blood. Well, those are mutually exclusive shitos, and the price we're going to bring down seems that Rabbi Yossi says he holds like both. And so Rabbi Papa says to Abaye, "For Rabbi Yossi shtare mizaki bebeitrehu, does Rabbi Yossi bring a star that proves both litigants? Like if you have a star, it either proves the litigant A or litigant B. How do you bring a star that proves both are right?" So how is he bringing a brisa that proves both are right? What does that mean? The Tanya, because we have the following brisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Roe ani as divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim. Roe ani seems to mean I hold like. I believe he's correct. I believe that Rabbi Eliezer is correct by zvachim, and I see that divrei Rabbi Yossi b'zvachim, and I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Sorry, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim, and also I see divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachos. Rabbi Eliezer is correct by menachos. But divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'menachos, and I see that Rabbi Yeshua is correct by menachos. So already, right, how does that work? And the Gemara says, the price continues. Div Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to zvachim. Shaya Omer, because he used to say dam afal pishein baser. You can throw the blood even though the meat is not roy to go on his beach. And I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Div Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim. Shaya Omer, who he used to say im ein dam ein baser. If there's no meat, blood, you can't have the meat. Vim ein baser ein dam. So he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. They're mutually exclusive shittos. And then he says, and he also says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Menachos, the same thing I hold like Rabbi Eliezer by Menachos, who used to say, Komates, you could be makrib the Komates, right, the handful, Afal Pish Ein Sham Shirayim, even though there are no Shirayim. And I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Menachos, Shai Omer, Im Ein Sham Shirayim Ein Komates, if there's no Shirayim, the leftovers that are supposed to be in, you can't be makrib the Komates, Im Komates Ein Shirayim. How can you hold that if there's no leftovers, you can be makrib the Komates, if you just said, you can be makrib, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can be makrib the Komates without any leftovers? Again, it's kind of contradictory. So Amr Leh, so Abaye says back to Rav Papa, it can't be that Rav Yossi is coming to explain who he holds like. Because like you said, if he's coming to explain who he holds like, these are mutually exclusive shittos, and they're contradictory. Rather, he's coming to explain what their machlokas is. Umistabra ka'amar. He's saying, he's giving his own svara to say, ki kai b'zvachim. When Rav Yossi was learning zvachim, when he was learning about animal karbanos, he would say, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and, sorry, yes, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, So when Rabbi Yossi was learning Zvachim, he would say, just like they had the Machlokas in Zvachim, they had the Machlokas in Menachos. And when he was learning Masechtos Menachos, he would say, just like they had the Machlokas in Menachos, they had the Machlokas in Zvachim. See that inside? He says, Amar Le Mistavar Kamar, Ki Kai Bezvachim, when Rabbi Yossi was dealing and learning Masechtos Zvachim, Amar, he would say, Mistavar Ki Hechidi Pligi Bezvachim, Pligi Nabi Menachos. Just like they had this Machlokas as to whether or not you could be, throw the blood if there's no meat, they had the same Machlokas in Menachos as whether or not you can put, you mock the colmates if there's no Shirayim. And right, Mistavar Ki Hechidi Pligi Bezvachim, Pligi Nabi Menachos. Kai Bezvachim, when he's learning Masechtos Menachos, Amar, he said, Mistaber ki hechid deplik menachos, just like they argue by menachos as to whether or not you could be makir the komates if there's no shirayim, so too they're cholik by zvachim, like pligi nami b'zvachim as to whether or not you could be throw the blood if there's no meat. So that's what he's saying. Ro ani, the machlokas here is machlokas there. Ro ani, the machlokas here is machlokas there, depending on where he was learning. Gemara says that can't be. Amr Lay, he says to him, Hatenach, I understand if Rabbi Yossi would say, we'll say that outside, I understand if Rabbi Yossi would say, when he's learning Zvachim, I understand, he would say, just like there's a Machlokas here in Zvachim, there's a Machlokas in Menachos. Why? Because the source for this whole thing is by Korbanos, by Zvachim, by animal Korbanos. So when he's learning animal Korbanos, he can say, just like they argue here, they argue by Menachos. But when he's learning Menachos, he's going to say, just like they argue here, they argue by animal Korbanos? The source is animal Korbanos. The only way you figured it out by Menachos was forgetting it from the source of Zvachim. So he can't say, oh, just like they argue here, they argue there. That doesn't make sense. He only knows it because he knows it from Zvachim. That's what Gemara says. Ki kai bezvachim. Right, so he says, Amar le hatenach ki kai bezvachim. Amar mistaber ki hechidi plig bezvachim plig inayim Menachos. The ika cry ki ksivi bezvachim ksivi. The source is written by Zvachim. Ah, so I learned something in Zvachim, and I'm going to apply it to Menachos. But kikai b'menachos, he's learning b'menachos, v'amr mistabri k'hechli plig b'menachos, plig b'nam b'zvachim. So when he's learning b'menachos, he's going to say, just like I argue with b'menachos, they're going to argue by zvachim. V'zhai ikar kri b'zvachim aduksivi. The whole source is by zvachim. You can't say, just like they argue here, they argue by zvachim. You don't know it here unless you have the zvachim. So that can't be the answer to this cryptic brisa. So we're going to get another answer. Elo kasha, how do you answer? He says, roa ani is divrei b'lezer benitma. He's saying, no. It depends as to why the meat isn't here. Let's just focus on the meat. Right? I'm going to say that Rabbi Lezer is correct, that you can throw the blood even though the meat isn't roi, if the meat isn't roi because it became tamei. And just because it's sitting here, it's just tamei. But I'm going to hold like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you can't throw the blood if the meat isn't roi, if the reason why the meat isn't roi is because it's burnt up or it's lost. It's gone. It's not extant, so then they can't throw it. The Gemara says, why? Wait a second. Benitma my taima. What's the reason why you would say, according to Rabbi Lezer, that if the meat is tameh, you can still throw the blood? It says because mishum demiratze atzitz, because the tzitz is going to work on it. The tzitz is going to say that this tameh stuff is viewed as tahor. But hashamas leil Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi himself holds, we just said, ein atzitz miratze ala achilos. The tzitz does not miratze achilos. The only way he can say the reason why that it works, the only way he can make a distinction between tameh and Avon and Saruf is if he holds that the tzitz is maratza on the food, on the meat. But he doesn't hold that. He holds tzitz is not maratza al-chilos. So this answer is also out the window. El Kasha has a work. Roa ani as divrei Rabbi Lezer but tzibur. Similar to what the answer we had at the end of yesterday's daf. He's going to hold like Rabbi Lezer that the blood and the komates can be thrown even if you don't have the meat, even if you don't have the shirayim, if we're talking about a korban tzibur. The roa ani as divrei Rabbi Yeshua, and when can you not throw it? Why can you not throw the blood if the meat's gone by private carbon, by yachid? Why? Because tzibor my taima. What's the reason by tzibor? Mishum the tumah hotshu b'tzibor. He's in a hold tumah hotshu b'tzibor. So by carbon tzibor, if it's tamei or if it's not here, tumah hotshu b'tzibor. But how does it only work with the avodah zarah? I don't know.
If it's not here, what does it have to do with
tumah? That's what I'm saying. That seems to me only works in the case of the tamei case. Not for the case of Avav Tzarev. Right, he says, my taima, what's the reason why they're not ma'akev? Why they're not ma'akev? Mishum tum hotcher v'tzibor. So number one, chada, shamas leid Rabbi Yossi d'amar tumah d'chuyah v'tzibor. Number one, that can't be the answer, because Rabbi Yossi says that tumah is d'chuyah v'tzibor. So that's out the window, number one. And number two, ba'od, e b'tzibor, Rabbi Lezer makshir v'lo Rabbi Yeshua, ba'armat b'tzibor fi Rabbi Yeshua mode. If the whole idea is that it's Rabbi, and if Rabbi Yossi says that he holds like Rabbi Lezer by Korban Tzibor, right, so it's only by Tzibor that Rabbi Lezer is Machshir, not Rabbi Yeshua, but we're going to say, previously, on Amun Aleph, we said that Rabbi Yeshua was moda that you, that if the tzibor was tamei, you can throw it. Right? So why he would make a distinction between? I think that's what he's saying, right? Right, ha'amarta. We said, I don't know where we said that, but tzibor afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda that you could throw the blood if the basar is tamei. Okay, so that, two reasons why I don't understand the second reason, but two reasons why you can't say that the distinction here is because of tzibor and yachid. So Mark gives another answer. Ella roani divrei b'lezer b'diavad v'divrei Yeshua lechila. He says, look, you should not throw the blood like Rabbi Yeshua, but b'diavad, if you did, like Rabbi Lezer, it's going to be kosher. That's what Ro'ani. So Ro'ani lechatchila Rabbi Yeshua, but b'diavad, like Rabbi Lezer, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you say that Rabbi Yossi says, nirim divrei Rabbi Lezer b'diavad, diavad afil Rabbi Yeshua nami modehu, but b'diavad even Rabbi Yeshua is modeh. I don't know, the Ketani, because going to the Brisa, modeh Rabbi Yeshua shim zarak hurtza. There's another Brisa that says that Rabbi Yeshua holds that b'diavad, it's kosher. So how can you say, oh, I see his, you know, he already holds that b'diavad, it's kosher. So how can you say, I roll with Rabbi Lezer, that's even Rabbi Yeshua shita. I don't say that. Rabbi Yeshua holds that b'diavad, it's kosher. That should have been our answer yesterday, that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua, that he holds, oh, the Mishnah's just talking about l'chatchila, but, you know, Mishnah's talking even b'diavad, you know, but even Rabbi Yeshua. I don't know. So the Gemara says, no, don't ask from the Braisa that says Rabbi Yeshua is moda b'dieved. Rabbi Yeshua is only moda b'dieved by the Tumah case. Ha b'tuma, ha b'avah b'saruf. Ki katani moda Rabbi Yeshua, shim zarek hortza, that's benitma. When does Rabbi Yeshua say b'dieved, it's kosher if he threw the blood at the meat's not roi? That's only if the meat's not roi because of Tumah. Right? Avah b'avah b'saruf, lo. But avah b'saruf, he doesn't hold that like that. And Kikam Rabbi Yossi, Rohan Ixti Rabbi Lebes B'dieved, it's be Avah B'Sarav. Rabbi Yossi comes and says, I hold like Rabbi Yossi B'dieved, even the Avah B'Sarav. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua only holds B'dieved, it's kosher, if the meat's not Ra'ui, because it's Tamei. But comes Rabbi Yossi and says, I'm going to hold like Rabbi Lezer, that you can, in the B'dieved situation, even by Nitma, even by Avah B'Sarav, that if you threw the blood, the korban's still kosher. So that's how he explains, when we reinterpret his very seemingly contradictory statement in this Braisa, where he said to be Ro'ani, Ro'ani. So he's Ro'ani, Rabbi Yossi, even he's Ro'ad to Rabbi Yeshua, Lichatchila, by Avod V'Saruf, that you shouldn't throw the blood, but he's Ro'ani to Rabbi Eliezer, that if you did throw the blood in those situations, that it's going to be kosher. He doesn't have to say Ro'ani by Nitma, because by Nitma, even Rabbi Yeshua says B'dieved, it's kosher. Okay, fine. So now we're going to go to the next Mishnah. Doesn't get any easier. The next Mishnah says, talking about the Korban Pesach, Nitma Basar, if the meat of the Korban Pesach, the part that's supposed to be eaten by the people, again, you have to remember, the Korban Pesach's sole purpose is to be eaten, is Achila. So if it's Nitma Basar, after the Shechita, V'chelev Kayam, and the parts that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach are still Tahor. Eino Zorika Tazdam, there's no purpose to throw in the blood, because what are you going to do throw the blood? The purpose is to eat the Korban Pesach. This Korban Pesach, the meat is Tameh, it can't be eaten. Okay, not for everybody, just for one group. So nitma basar v'chelev kayim enu zorik es adam. But nitma chelev, if the portion that's supposed to go to Hashem, it's supposed to go into Mizbeach, it comes tamei, but basar kayim, but the meat that's going to be eaten by the chabura is not tamei, is tahor, then zorik es adam. And throw the blood and let them eat him. It's more important to have the meat as opposed to the chelev. Right, uba mikdashim, by all other karbanos, enokain, that's not the din. By all other karbanos, there are two aspects. There's an aspect that goes on the Mizbeach, and there's an aspect that goes to be eaten. If either of them are available, you can throw the blood. He says, umakdashim enokain, el afa pisha nitma basar, even if the kohanim or the owner can't eat the karban, vachelev kayim, and what's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, can still be hukrav on the Mizbeach, zorek es adam, you can still throw the blood. That's considered having, even if you hold that an ein basar, ein dam, here you have basar, even though it's not the stuff that's going to be eaten, it's the stuff that's going to the Mizbeach. Basically, the way I look at it is that when it comes to other karbanos, achil is defined two ways. Achil, there's human consumption and there's divine consumption. If you have either human or divine consumption available to you, you're good to go. When it comes to Korban Pesach, the only consumption that's worth anything is the human consumption. So if that meat is tameh, there's no point to bringing the karban. So the Gemara now says, you can bring a statement of Rav, which seems to go against everything we've been saying throughout the entire Masechtah, which is Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Im Zorak Hortza. If you have the Korban Pesach, where the meat cannot be eaten by the person, and nevertheless you went ahead and you threw the blood, those people are Yotzei Korban Pesach, and they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, even though they can't eat it. meaning eating the Korban Pesach is not li'ikuva, which goes against everything we just said. We have the whole purpose is for eating. So the Gemara says right away, v'haba inan achila. You need to eat the Korban Pesach. So what do you mean? What did you accomplish by throwing the blood of this Korban? He didn't eat it. If he can't eat it, he should be bringing the Pesach Sheni. So he says, v'haba inan achila. So the Gemara says, Rav holds, achila lo ma'akva. Achila is not ma'akev. Really? Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'haksiv, right, the Pasuk says by Korban Pesach, but when we learned this a few blad ago, it says, ish lefi achlo tachosu asaseh. Every man has to eat something based on whoever's counted in the chavura. So we say that you have to eat it. It's ish lefi achlo. You have to eat it. The answer that, oh no, the mitzvah. That's only, look, says Rav, that's only a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah lechachila. B'di'eved, we don't have to eat it. He says, really? Ula akev lo? Really, it's not li'kuva? V'atanya, we have a brisa. The brisa quotes the full pasuk, right? The pasuk says, im yim'at habayis, meyos miseh, right? If you're done, right? V'lekachu shcheino akarol v'iso, b'michsas, that's the word that quotes the quotes, b'michas nefashos, ish lefiochot tachosu. Melamich in a pesach nishkat el menuyah. We learned in that brisa that the Korban Pesach can only be shechted with the intent of those who are part of the chabura, the menuyah, those who are assigned to that Korban Pesach. Yochel shchotol shalov menuyah v'yekaov ramitzvah kasher. You might have thought that if you had intent and you shechted the Korban that's set aside for group A and you set it for group B, you did the mitzvah, right? If you violate the mitzvah, but you still be kosher, and therefore group A may not be able to eat it, but they can't, they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Talmud Omar, ish lefiochol tachosu. It says, ish lefiochol tachosu. Everyone the people who are counted are the ones who are supposed to eat, are supposed to bring the Korban for them. And it's therefore a kasuv shana lev la'akiv. Therefore it says it two times. Two times the pasuk says that you have to shecht it for the people who are menuyim on the korban. The rule is by kachim, if a rule is mentioned, if halacha is mentioned by kachim twice, that shows it's liyikuva. Shina alav hakasav la'akev. The pasuk, the Torah repeats it a second time to make it, you know, fundamental, makes it liyikuva. So and here, v'itkish ochel menuyim. There's a hekesh between those who eat and those who are counted. So if you have, so just like you must shecht it for the people who are counted on the Korban, you must shecht it for people who can eat the Korban. So if you shecht it for people who cannot eat the Korban's no good. How do you, Rav, say it's not li'ikuva? So you're right, okay, so you have a problem. So you have a problem now. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara has to find a source for Rav. So the Gemara searches, and they find a Braisa, where they find a Tana, who holds like Rav, that eating the Korban Pesach is not li'ikuva. They find this one Shita. Who's the Shita? The Shita of Rav Nassan. Ella Rav de Amar ki Rav Nassan. Rav holds like Rav Nassan. The Amar achilas psachim lo ma'akev. Rav Nassan says that b'di'eved, if you did not eat the Korban Pesach, it's not ma'akev, and you're still yotzei yechiyuv, and you wouldn't have to bring a Pesach sheni. Right. So the Gemara asks, okay, hi Rabbi Nassan. And now all these questions, I guess, apply to Rabbi Nassan, but since he's a Tana, you know, he can hold that, and Rav can now hang his hat on this Tana of Rabbi Nassan. So the Gemara says, hi Rabbi Nassan. Where is this Rabbi Nassan? So Gemara says, okay. Maybe say Rabbi Nassan is as follows. The Tanya, we have a bright that says, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says, Minayin shekol Yisrael yotzin bepesach echad. How do we know that the entire Klal Yisrael can be yotzei on one Korban Pesach? Well, just factually speaking, if there's only one Korban Pesach, there's no way the entire Klal Yisrael can eat it. Everyone needs a kazayis. How big is this animal? There's no how can everybody be yotzei their chov? He says, Minayin shekol Yisrael yotzin bepesach echad. Tamal Omar, the pasuk says, V'shachatu oso, they shecht it, which is singular, kol adas Yisrael bein arbayim, the entire Klal Yisrael in the afternoon. So the entire Klal Yisrael shechting one Korban. He says it's the Gemara says, the ki kol kal shochtin, right? Then it, what does it mean, kol kal shochtin? Halo, ein shochet ela echad. There's only one person there, ela melameh, shekol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad. Everyone can be yotzim pesach echad. So you see, according to Rabbi Nassan, you don't have to eat it. Because the kol Klal Yisrael can be yotzim one Korban Pesach. Must mean that only a few people eat it, and everybody else is not eating it, and therefore they're still yotzei, and they wouldn't have to ring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says maybe it's different. Dilmashani Hasim, there it's different, because there every single individual is theoretically roi to eat the Korban Pesach. Right? Every single individual could eat it. If this guy decides not to eat it, this guy can eat it. If this guy decides to eat it, then this guy can't. But this guy can't. Whoever pulls out, the other one can go in. He says Dilmashani Hasim, di memshichi hani. If these group, right, these people remove their hands from eating it, right, chazi lahani, it works for these. V'imam shechehani chazi lahani. Meaning everyone is roi to eat the Korban Pesach there, right? It just depends who gets there, who decides to eat it. But he said, but in our case, what happened was is that the Korban became tameh. Right? It wasn't even available for anyone to eat. That's a difference. That's a distinction.
When do we learn that a korban pesach can't be eaten if it's tameh? I mean, obviously not by kohen, but by non-kohen. Where do we learn that?
You can't, the idea is that someone who's tameh can't touch kachem.
We've just learned in the previous brisa that if the whole community is tameh.
That's the whole community. That's the difference between the tzibur and the yachid.
Obviously, if they then touch it, it becomes tameh, and then they can still eat it.
Because at that point in time, the Korban Pesach, once we say that the Tumah was Hutra, and they were allowed to continue going on. That's the difference between the Tzibor and the Tameh. It's a special Gzeirus HaKasav that says if everyone is Tameh, you can still continue with the Korban Pesach.
So what I'm saying, is this saying that if a Korban can feed 20 people, then you register 40, that's okay?
According to Rabbi Nassim. According to everybody else, everyone has to eat a Kazayas. Okay. So the Gemara says... No, so what's the case of Rabbi Nassan? Where do we?
What would happen if you had, if everybody gave kazayas and would feed 20 people, but you registered 40? What would happen?
Okay, according to everybody else, I'm guessing, but maybe the 20 people who weren't able to eat it would have to bring a pesach sheni. Maybe they're not yotzei their chov.
Would the whole carbon be no good?
No, why would the whole carbon be no good? I don't know. I'm guessing. Right, so it's the same as the second law, ochlev lola ochlev. So you have 20 people can eat, and 20 people couldn't eat, and 20 people eat, and 20 people can't, don't. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure. So Ella, hi Rab Nassan, which Rab Nassan do we prove that he says that eating the Korban Pesach is only the mitzvah, not the kufa? The Tanya, we have the following brisa. Nimnu alav kabura achas. What, you have a Korban Pesach, maybe this is your case. You have a Korban Pesach where one group of people registered for it, and everyone's going to get a kazayas. The chazru, and they added, v'nimnu alav kabura acheres. They added another kabura. So now they had 20, and now they have 40. And now there's not enough for everybody to eat a kazayas. So this is their case. So Rishonim, the first people who were registered on the Korban Pesach, right, they sheyeshlen kazayas ochlin ubiturim laso pesach sheni. They eat their kazayas, and they don't have to make a pesach sheni. The Pesach was kosher for them. Achronim, the last ones who came in, that were right, they registered, and by the time they registered, it was not enough for them to eat. Right, Achronim ein lahem kazayas. They don't get a kazayas. Ain ochlin, right? Sorry, achronim, right? She'ain lahem kazayis that didn't have a kazayis. Ain ochlin, they don't eat. The chayavim lasos pesach sheni. According to Tanakama, they would have, it would be your case. They would have to bring a pesach sheni. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan says no. Elu ve'elu paturim may lasos pesach sheni. What?
My grandfather did.
Well, sort of. Yeah, he says both of them are potter from pesach sheni. Shekvar nizrak dam because the blow was thrown, so it's a kasha carbon. So the blow was thrown, it's a kasha carbon. Okay, they didn't eat it. But apparently they don't have to eat it. That's Rav Nassan seems to be the source that Rav Nassan says you don't have to eat it. The Gemara is saying it's the same answer. The answer is different because here the meat is right to be eaten. If the first 20 pull out, the second 20 can pull in. There's nothing wrong with the meat. Right? He says Akati Dilmashani Hasam Di Mimchichi Hani Chazi Lahu. If this group pulls out, the other second 20 can pull in. So that's why they're kosher, because theoretically there's a possibility for them to eat the Korban Pesach. If the meat is tameh, there's no possibility to eat the Korban Pesach. So how can you say, Rav says that it's not Rav Nassan holds like Rav Nassan that the eating is not likuva. You have to have the meat available. So he says, Gemara says im kain, but the Gemara says, wait a second, no, im kain, listen, they hold really mashaych, maishek var nizmach dam. Shema mina bedam tal yimil savachil omakev. The Gemara is going to say no. This brisa is going to be a proof. Why? Because this brisa was only talking about the possibility of this group pulling out and this group pulling in, so that's the reason it should have given. It should have said that Rav Nassan holds that the second group is yotzei derechiv korban pesach because theoretically they can eat it if the first group pulls out. That's not what Rav Nassan says. Rav Nassan says the second group is kosher and doesn't have to bring the korban pesach sheni because the blood was already thrown. That means he says it's valid korban. So if it's a valid carbon, you can have a valid carbon even though you can't eat from it. And that's they can't be eaten from it. And that's what he says, B'dam tal yimilsa. The whole kiyum of Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Nassan, is dependent on the blood. We said all along that the whole kiyum of the Korban Pesach is dependent on eating it. Rav Nassan says here, no, the Korban Pesach is totally on the Zrikas Adam. So as long as the Zrikas Adam is good, the Korban Pesach is good. These people were registered on a Korban Pesach that had a valid Zrikas Adam, therefore they Yotzei. So you see it from Rav Nassan that Achila is not Me'akev, and that's where Rav hangs his hat on to say that Achila is not Me'akev. So then the Gemara just asks, okay, why does Rav state, my doch ke l'Rav, what forced Rav, demokim le masnisin lichat chila u Rabbi Nassan, Nokma derabanan, bafil di ebenamilo. Right? Our Mishnah said what? The Mishnah said that if the meat became tameh, then you don't throw the blood. Rav says it's going like Rav Nassan, who says that's really the chachila, but b'di'evit it's okay. Why did Rav say that our Mishnah is going like the Sita of the Rabbanan, who say that even b'di'evit it's no good? Right? Why did he say that it goes like Rav Nassan? So Gemara says, Rav mas nisan kshisei. Rav had an issue with the language in the Mishnah. Right? Amaitnan, why does the Mishnah say, in zorikis adam, you don't throw the blood? If you're really talking about that it's even possible b'di'evit, say the words possible. Ein zorkin asadam means you shouldn't throw the blood, but you can say, and if you did throw the blood, it's kosher. If he wanted to prove that it was really possible, like the Rabbanan, he should say that if the meat of the Korban Pesach became tameh, don't throw, possible. Don't say don't throw the blood. Right? Ein zorkin asadam, he should have said, right, he said, masnisin kshite yamai tznan, why does it say ein zorkin asadam? Lisne, it should say possible. El shma mina ein zorkin chathila, aval b'dievet shaper dami, but b'dievet will be worse. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a sec, what's going on now? We just had the pasuk before. Remember, we had the pasukim. We learned the pasukim. It says ish lufi ochlo, which is mashma that you have to eat it, right? Ish lufi ochlo, according to Rav Nassan Lamali, what does it come to teach you? What does it come to teach you? Ish lufi ochlo. If according to Rav Nassan, you don't have to eat it, b'di'evet. He says, oh, ish lufi ochlo is the ba'in and gavra the chazi l'achila. Ish lufi ochlo means not that everyone has to eat it. Everyone has to have the ability to eat it. You can't be a sickly person who can't eat it kazayis. You can't be a tummy person who can't do it. It has to be that it's roi l'achila, which is what we saw throughout going now. If it's roi l'achila, Rav Nassan says it's okay. Ah, he didn't eat it? Okay, fine. As long as he was roi to be eaten. But in a case where it's the meat is tummy, right, I guess, in the case where the person, not the meat is tummy, in the case where the person is not roi l'achila, I mean he's a sickly person or he's a tummy person, then Rav Nassan would say that doesn't count and he would have to bring another Korban Pesach. So now the Gemara is going to bring three brises and try to show whose sheet this goes like. The Rav Nassan who says that the achila is not makev, or the Rabbanan who says that the achila is makev. So man tana lahu the tana Rabbanan, according to whose sheet does the following brise go, shchatola achlov, mishechted the Korban Pesach with the intent of people who are going to eat it. V'zarku damo shlola ochlov, and you threw the blood, the intent was you threw the blood for people who are not going to eat it. I intended for the people who are healthy, that's when I shechted it, and I threw the blood for the people who are unable to eat. Right? So a Pesach atzmo kosher, but adam yotzebik nechovaso. The Mishnah says that the Korban Pesach is kosher, and you're yotzebik between your chov, even though you had the wrong intent when you threw the blood. So the Gemara seems to say, "Kaman neimar Rav Nassan he." That seems to hold like Rabbi Nassan, velo k'rabbanan, because we're assuming that this korban can't be eaten because the drika was done for the wrong people. So the korban can't be eaten, and nevertheless, Rav Nassan says the Bryce says it's kosher. That must go like Rabbi Nassan. The Gemara says, "No." By korban Pesach, remember we said by korban Pesach, according to Rabbanan, the whole focus is on the achila. That's the shechita. I don't care about this drika of the blood. So here, once the shechita was done, la'uchlav. Right away, everyone can eat it. So the Gemara says, "I feel tamer rabbanon by korban pesach ein machshavas ochlo mizrika." The machshava, if you have bad machshava by zrika of the korban pesach, that's not going to impact the korban because the whole focus is on the achila. Okay, let's do one more. Man tana l'hu d'tana rabbanon. According to whose shita does the following brisa go? Harei shahaya chole b'shas shchita. The guy's sick and therefore he's unable to eat the korban pesach at the time of the shchita. The cholim, but he's healthy. B'shazrika, maybe it takes some time. In the 10 minutes in between, he felt better, right? Or b'shaz the cholim b'shazrika, or cholim b'shazrika, he was healthy. Seems to be more feasible case. He was healthy b'shazrika. The cholim b'shazrika, he was healthy by the shechting, but he was not healthy by the throwing of the blood. Tanakama says, ain't shochtim v'zorkim alav ad shecholim b'shazrika at shazrika. No, he has to be healthy and ability to eat the korban pesach throughout the whole process. Right, Kiman, who does that hold like? Name Rabbanan, he below Rabbi Nassan. Maybe it goes like Rabbanan, who says the whole focus is on the eating, and not Rabbi Nassan. Because according to Rabbi Nassan, who cares that he can't eat it? If he's not healthy, who cares? Doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Nassan, this can either go like Rabbi Nassan, because Rabbi Nassan says, gavra dechazi l'achila ba'inan. We still need a person who's fit to eat. So if at any point through the process he's not fit to eat, he would also be puzzled. So this Bryce that says, if he's sick, the carbon is not brought for him, that you have to be healthy all the way through, that's even Rav Nassan. Rav Nassan says you need a healthy person. Rav Nassan says you have to be roi to eat it. If you were roi, but for some reason didn't, it's okay, it's still kosher. But if you weren't roi, then it's out the window. Have time? We should stop here. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll have one more Bryce to try to figure out who goes like going to Shita, Rav Nassan, or the Rabbanan. David, you up? I have a kasha on there.
Ratzakos Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Leficha Kirbeim Torah Mitzvah Shed Amar Naicha Beit Samantzik Lo Yedil Torah Yadir.